Hey there, Rebel Boss. It has been a minute. It's been more than a minute. It's been a long time since I got in front of the microphone and recorded a podcast episode. Welcome back to you. Welcome back to me. Welcome back to all of the Rebel Bosses out there who are joining me today. I haven't published anything, a blog, a podcast, since 2020. And I don't know, I recently started to feel this itch. Like, I don't know, there's an inner voice inside of me saying, I want to make something, like I want to publish new content. And so I'm just following that. I'm just following that inner voice because I think the cool thing about running a business online is that you get to do what you want to do. You get to stop doing what you don't want to do. So for a good long while, I didn't really have the time, energy, or mental space to be able to create new content like this. And here I am in 2024 feeling ready. I got a new microphone, which is probably adding to the motivation, but it's a Rode microphone. I don't know much about it, but it's fancy and it sounds great, and I'm excited to put it to good use. I think I've proven a long time ago that you do not need to be constantly creating new content in order to be successful in generating an income online. But right now, here I am feeling the desire to create, and I'm leaning into that. If you are new to me, hey, I'm Eden Freed. I'm just a regular person on the internet. I truly am. I'm sitting on the couch right now. I'm not even in like a fancy podcast studio. I have an office upstairs in my house I'm not sitting at because I much prefer to be sitting on the couch in my sweatpants, not wearing a bra with my laptop balanced on a pillow on my lap. That's kind of my like go-to positioning. I'm just a regular person. What I do in my business is I teach people how to turn their creativity into digital products that they can sell and make money from online in a variety of different ways. I don't really believe that there's one set way to do things. There's lots of things that can work, and those different things work for different people. And so one of the things I'm passionate about is presenting all of those different ways to you so that you can choose what feels right and what's going to work. I host multiple virtual summits over the course of any given year, introducing and educating on those multiple different ways to get digital products out there, such as launching an Etsy shop, a Shopify storefront, or growing your own audience on your website and organically launching digital products there. And I present all of this in a no fluff, totally practical approach because, like I said, I'm just a regular person on the internet. You're just a regular person on the internet. We are normal people here. Nothing is all sunshine, rainbows, and butterflies. You know, things are challenging and things can be hard in your personal life and in your professional life. So I like to just present information to you in a really clear, concise, actionable, zero fluff way so that you can implement and get some great results. And I do all of that while juggling two toddlers and another one on the way, another baby, not a toddler. Gosh, could you imagine giving birth to a toddler? Thank goodness that doesn't happen. Geez. Anyway, okay, so my goal for the new edition of the Rebel Boss podcast, we dropped the ladies, used to be Rebel Boss ladies. Thank goodness we dropped the ladies, but we are just Rebel Boss now. My goal for the new edition of this podcast is to give you raw, unfiltered advice with a splash of personality and a lot of fun to help make selling digital products and making money on the internet through digital product sales something that is achievable and relatable and fun, right? And I want to do it in a not really long-winded fashion because, like I said, we're busy, I'm busy, you're busy, everybody's busy. So these podcasts are not going to be super long. They're going to be things that are boiled down into actionable things that you can just take it and run with it and do big things. So today I wanted to share with you what I've been doing in the past 3 years to keep my business afloat besides content generation, because we already established that I have done none of that. Zero content generation in the past 3 years. But my business has still been highly successful. And what I mean by highly successful is that I have generated over six figures in profit, take home pay. So after I earned all the money and subtracted all my expenses and paid all my taxes and all that stuff, I took home a six figure salary every single year, and how I did, and that's, you know, purely from my business online, edenfreed.com, Rebel Boss, all of that. How I did that was through two big different things. They're actually not that different. They're kind of similar. There's a lot of overlap here, but none of it was from content generation. A lot of it was from, number one, virtual summits. If you know me, you know that I host a lot of events. Between 2020 and 2023, I think I hosted nine summits, I believe. 2023 was actually the first year that I hosted four virtual summits in one calendar year in a 12-month period of time. That was a cool experience, not without its bumps along the way, but definitely a really cool experience. I'm a huge fan of hosting summits because A, they inject cash into my business. B, they are high value for attendees, so I am nurturing my new audience members in hosting the summit itself. And C, they allow for tons of collaboration and networking with other people in a similar space as me, which leads to more opportunities for collaboration down the line. So in hosting summits, I really didn't need to worry about where my income was coming from or where my leads were going to be coming from. They all came from these events scattered throughout the year. So there is comfort in that. I personally feel that I am relatively good at hosting virtual summits because I have done it for so many years now. So it's something that I know, something that I know very well. And what might take somebody a month to do in preparing for a summit, I can do in a week. And my team can do pretty quickly because we have been there, done that. And we've also replicated the same system over and over and over again that we learned from Krista Miller over at Summit in a Box. She's my go-to summit gal. She is amazing. And it's just created a tremendous resource in Summit in a Box that helps make hosting summits, whether it's your first time or 10th time, incredibly achievable and, dare I say, even easy. I think it's easy once you do it a million times, but yeah, easy to do. So the second big thing is, like I said, a lot of overlap here, joint ventures and collaborations. As I mentioned previously, when I'm hosting a summit and I have 25 to 35 different speakers on my roster, I am establishing connections with these speakers and building relationships with them. And that leads to invitations from them to be able to work with them on other things down the line. And so without even really having to look for opportunities, I was invited to lots of different bundles and lots of different summits. And that gave me a virtual stage to be able to speak and further establish my expertise and get that cash injection, because I did promote those events with an affiliate link. So I got some money from those events by promoting them, but also some cash injection because when I spoke at those events and participated in those events, I was bringing in new leads who then entered my funnels and purchased my tripwires and purchased my upsells and my order bumps and all the stuff that I have built into my funnels, which we'll talk about another day. So, but I'm getting cash injection from two different ways through joint ventures and collaborations. But beyond summits and bundles, I also promoted other people's launches, other people's digital products through one-on-one joint venture collaborations, which is something that I used to do a lot in the past, but kind of had to hit the pause button on that as I was having babies in 2020 and 2021. And I was excited to bring that back in 2023. And they worked out really, really well. It's basically where you just kind of link up with one other person and say, I want to put your product in front of my audience through that joint venture. And obviously, I would be using an affiliate link to do so. But the cool thing about that is it's exclusively for my audience, which just gives it a little more oomph, I guess. And I also don't have to do a ton of work because all the work is done for me in terms of what emails I'm going to send, what graphics I'm going to share, all that good stuff. And another thing that I did on a more broader approach was participate as an affiliate in other people's public launches. So, I did this a few different times, but let's say somebody said, oh, I'm going to be launching my digital product on X date, open cart 7 days. I would grab my affiliate link and jump in on that promotional effort. And although it wasn't unique to my own audience, I still knew that that digital product and that service, whatever it was, had incredible value for my people. And I felt good about sharing those things with my people. And I made quite a bit of money doing that. So that was another thing I added in, which, you know, my goals for that would have been to obviously grow my income through affiliate collaborations. So that is a huge way, particularly in 2023, that I, you know, met my income goals. Funny story about that, actually, with the public launches, I actually sent out an email once for a public launch. And this one, I think I was going overseas. I don't remember, but usually I do edit some of the template emails, at least a little bit. But for this one, I did send out one email that was like totally copy-paste, like exactly what the template was. And I sent it out at like early in the morning or something, and I'm Eastern time. And I got an email like maybe 8 hours later from somebody who was like, "Hey, Eden, thank you so much for your email. I just signed up for this. Appreciate it. I just want to let you know that I got another email from so-and-so, and it was the same email you just sent, like exactly to a T, even the same subject line. And I've never seen this happen before. And I just want to let you know that they copied your email. And then will you let me know what happens as a result of this? I'm just curious how this plays out." And I was like, I was like, "Oh, this sweet person." I obviously replied to that individual saying, "I appreciate you looking out for me, but this is an affiliate launch. So these are template emails. This was a template email. This is why it's good to customize template emails. In any case, this was one of my most successful public launches. So even if you do just copy and paste template emails that the seller provides you, it can still work really well, but probably would have worked even better if I had time to customize it. But I think I was going on an international trip, just didn't have the time. Anyway, I just thanked that person and let them know that actually when you participate as an affiliate in a launch, these sellers will give you template emails that you can send and you can either customize them or not or whatever. And so me and this other person happened to be affiliates for the same product, and we both happened to not edit the template, and it just so happens that I sent the email earlier in the day. And that's that. And she was very sweet about it. No big deal. Obviously, nobody did anything wrong or anything. It was just, it was funny. Funny story about that. So what is the moral of the story of all of this? The common thread: I did not create any content for 3.5 years in order to make money. Like I said, my business generated over 6 figures in take-home pay during that time. And it's all because drumroll events, virtual summits, bundles, joint ventures that I collaborated with others on. So this is what I'm leaning into in 2024. More of this, plus more of other things. I finally feel like I'm at a point where I want to create more and layer in some other strategies that I used to lean into more of back in the day before I had kids. But if I had to boil it all down to the bare minimum that works, which is what I did for the past 3 years, it's exactly what I just said. Virtual summits, bundles that I host of my own, but also participate with others on. And now adding in those other strategies, leaning into more creation, more things that bring joy to my day, things that challenge me in a different, unique way, that's what I'm going to be layering in. And we'll talk more about that in future episodes, but I want to keep the short, sweet, to the point. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're excited about this new Rebel Boss podcast series. I don't really know all the things we're going to talk about here. We'll see. We'll see who comes on as guests and what sort of conversations that we have. But the focus, all I know is that the focus of this is going to be fun strategies to help you make more money with digital product sales in a feel-good, zero fluff way. That's really it. Plus, we'll break all kinds of rules together along the way because we are rebels and that's what we do. All right, see you next time.